Well, tonight on the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, there was a new poll that came out, and it has a lot of Democrats concerned, but then you have some of them that's playing the game, you know, in the media and saying, oh, they're not worried about this. Everything will be fine. Black folks going to show up for Democrats like they always do. So if you look at on the screen here, this is the particular poll they're talking about out of the New York Times. Now, I went through this and I wanted to cover the portions that would be important to us here and what we're going to look at. So we took these two excerpts from that particular poll, and I want to home in on these two just to start. So if you look here, it says, who did you vote for in the 2020 presidential election between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, or did you not vote? Now, you have people here. If we want to go to Donald Trump, you see black people in 2020, they said they only gave Trump 4% of their vote at that time period, those who were polled. They gave Joe Biden 67% of their vote at that time period. Now, you look at white folks, you look at Hispanics at that time. Now, let's go to 2024 and say, if the presidential election were held today, who would you vote for if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat? We go over here to black folks, 66%. Donald Trump, the Republican, 23%. Now, why did that 23% happen? How did it go from 4% of Donald Trump in 2020 and go all the way to 23% where they're putting in a poll? Let's go ahead on and talk about that here for a minute. What happened from 2020 to 2024? Joe Biden, see, when he won the election in 2020, it was on him to show and prove. It was on him. He sat up here and made promises to the black community. He didn't deliver anything. Matter of fact, as soon as he got into office, he started giving things to the Asian community. He started giving things to Ukraine. He's flying in migrants, papering them up. He's giving to everybody else except black Americans. And black Americans have not only seen we didn't get anything as a collective of people, but we're literally watching everybody else get it who did not vote. Black Americans are the only group of people who are browbeaten and shamed to vote. Like, we have a law that says you have to vote. Voting is a right. It's why it's called voting rights. You have a right to vote if you choose. And you also cannot vote if you so choose not to vote. That is your right as an American. You don't let nobody pressure you to vote, and you don't let nobody pressure you to not vote. You make your own decision in a so-called democracy as an American. So the Democrats don't want to deal with why all of a sudden all these black people are talking about Trump. Now, what would that 23% would do? That 23% would guarantee the winning of Donald Trump as president of the United States in the election. Why? They have proven and they have stated many, many times before that the Democrats cannot win no elections without black people being at 80% of the vote. They have to be 80% or higher for Democrats to win elections. As you saw on that screen with the white vote and Hispanic vote, and it's kind of interesting, whites and Hispanics, they kind of mirror each other in the way they vote, right? So black Americans are the only swing vote in this country. And since we're the swing vote, we're supposed to be the most important vote. But Joe Biden did not prioritize us. Now, there are people out here who talk about why everybody talking about the couch, or the couch, the couch. I want you to pay attention to something that just recently happened. So in Michigan, the Muslim community decided to put on the ballot uncommitted. And they had about 100,000 people did that because they said that what Biden is supporting in Gaza right now was happening to the Palestinians. They cannot vote for him. After they did uncommitted, all of a sudden Biden is dropping aid from the sky to people in Gaza. All of a sudden, they say they're going to be bringing all kind of aid to Gaza. Now they're talking about a ceasefire and all that because the people said they were not going to vote for Biden. So you silly, silly people in our community who says sitting it out don't work. Well, how is it working for the Muslims all of a sudden when they told him we're going to sit it out? What they did was they showed up to vote and they said, I'm not voting for you. I'm just going to put uncommitted. How many times have I told you, make sure you register to vote and get out there and at least vote? Or even if you sit it out, let them quantify it. You understand? And the Muslim community did that. They unified on that abandoned Biden campaign that the Muslims had. They was on code with it. You understand? But unfortunately, what I've noticed about our community, we can't be on code because many of us still have too much attachment to the system. You still want validation from them folks. You still listen to the mainstream media. I don't know why you listen to them. We all know by now you cannot listen to the mainstream media. They're liars. They're propagandists, okay? And yet other people are getting things done while we still being emotional about voting. And then when the mainstream media had told them, well, you know, if you don't vote for Biden, you're not worried about Trump getting in office. You know what a lot of them said? I'm not worried about Trump. I can't vote for Biden because what he's doing. I don't care about Trump. And that was the right response. And I say, there you go. That's how you tell them. You don't let them play. They didn't play. They tried to play the fear attack. Oh, Trump. Oh, my God. He's going to get in office. The Muslims didn't care. But some of you out here in Black America, that still work on you. You don't want Trump in there. Oh, we're not going to have a democracy anymore. The Muslims say, I don't care about that. I'm talking about what's happening to my people. But a lot of Black folks, no, they don't think like that. They let the Boulay and all them tell them what to do still and tell them, oh, you don't want that Project 2025. Ooh, that's going to go. Them Republicans going to get you a Project 2025. And unfortunately, a lot of you, oh, my God, I'm scared. I'm scared. Oh, my God, I'm scared. Let me go vote Joe Biden because I'm so scared. Cowards, man. Cowards. Weak and cowards. That's why we don't get nowhere as a community, because we have too many weak people and too many cowardice people. And even the scriptures, God didn't like cowards. He thought cowards and people who were weak always leaned into wickedness. Because you go along with wickedness because you have weakness and you have cowardice in you. When them people told the Muslims, you know, Donald Trump, and you know what they said? No, we're not going to put Donald Trump in office. Joe Biden's going to put Donald Trump in office because of what he's doing. See, we can't say in our community, we'll still be arguing about why so many Black people want to go with Trump. Oh, dude, he don't like Black people. He don't like this. Do you think he loves the Muslims or something? They don't care because they moving with code. That's why. It's not about if somebody like you or not. One of the biggest Achilles heel to a lot of you in Black America is you still want somebody to like you. A lot of you still have low self-esteem. Even in 2024, you still have low self-esteem. If you can get just a little pat on the head by the folks, you feel good about yourself. You don't want them mad at you. You don't want them side-eyeing you. And what happens is that's what the liberals use against Black America. They side-eye you. They nasty to you, whether it's a Democrat shield in our community or even just a straight-up white liberal. They are nasty to you, call you names and all that. As long as you do their bidding, then they'll give you a little pit on the head that you want, getting the validation, I guess, that you need to make it. And this is why Black America is lagging behind other groups. The Muslims don't even have the numbers that we have in the area of political capital, money, or anything. And yet they understood being on code and getting Biden to move. Now, what if we stayed on business and been on code about our reparations and say, we don't care about what no Trump got going on right now. We're not voting for you. And there's a lot of Black people that say, you know what, I am going to vote for Trump. Let's call it what it is. If somebody told me today, You have to vote. You ain't got a choice. It's either Biden or Trump. I'm going to go with Trump. I'll tell you that. If I had to, I'd go with Trump. Because Biden has been the most harmful against my community, against my people. But you have a lot of people in our community who are weak and cowards. They will go with Biden, but and they don't care about what Biden do to our community. Don't care. They don't even want to say, let's go ahead on and sit the Democrats down for this presidential election and teach them don't play with us about our reparations. So when you come back around again, talking about come vote Democrat, where are our reparations at? And don't be playing that with what the Republicans did for you. Where are my reparations at? That's the only thing I want to hear. See, 2024 is about teaching you a lesson. You understand? That's what that was about. Now, 2028, we'll tell the same Republicans, too, where our reparations at, bro? Where they at? We need that. The Democrats have to be sat down because they don't treat us right. What happened in the time period of Joe Biden is atrocious. It is wrong for Black Americans to be standing in them long lines voting. And then this is what happens to Black Americans. Joe Biden's policies has hurt Black America. Of course, it hurt all of America, but you know, I'm going to stay in my lane. It's hurt Black America big time. It has. He's touting prescription drug prices. That don't benefit the majority of Black America or even America. That benefit a subset, but not the whole. What would benefit the whole is get that inflation down. He kept them interest rates up 7-8%. When people was having interest rates of 1-2% at one point in time, when people can buy houses. The moment Biden got in office, 1,500 men lost their job because he went in there and shut down the Keystone Pipeline. I come from oil and gas. I'm telling you, the Keystone Pipeline were not only those men that worked on the pipeline, but all the refineries, all the truck drivers, all the people that's dealing with this. You got construction workers who's dealing with the facilities. There's so many men that really lost their jobs behind Biden. We should be energy independent. Energy independence make you rich. He playing all this EV crap. Nobody want no EV. People want oil and gas. It's just that simple. EV is luxury. That's when people got money to afford it. People have no money to be sitting up there running up their light bill behind no electric car. He not even giving no tax breaks for it. So what are you talking about a stupid EV for? When he's running up people's light bill, charging them cars up. People can barely pay their light bill. Then in the summertime, the lights go up, jack up, and you got an EV too, draining your pockets. That doesn't make sense. An EV will cost you more money down the line with a light bill than gas would ever would. Now, let's get to our next slide. Now, the top one says, what comes closer to how you would feel if Joe Biden were the Democratic nominee for president? Now, you got enthusiastic, satisfied, but not enthusiastic, dissatisfied, but not upset, angry, then don't know, refuse. Now, of course, we're going to focus on Black people. You got 27% said that they was enthusiastic. 33% say they were satisfied, but not enthusiastic. 28% says they're dissatisfied, but not upset. And only 5% are angry. Why only 5% are angry? We should be having 75% that are angry. What's happening to us, right? And then you look at on the white side, kind of where they're leaning. You're looking at the Hispanic side. Okay, so Black and white people are dissatisfied what we look at, right? Now, let's go down there to Trump. And the same thing, enthusiastic, satisfied, whatever. Now, we go to Black people. 39% of them said they was enthusiastic about Trump, but only 27% for Biden. Satisfied but not enthusiastic, 37% on Trump and only 33% for Biden. Now, when you get to that satisfied but not upset, 20%, but yet higher for Biden. And then you go down to angry, that section's only 5% and matches Joe Biden. That spells trouble, once again, for the Democrat. But you know what? The Democrats did this to themselves. See, let me tell you something, Democrats. Let me tell you what was the stick that broke the camel's back. See, Gavin Newsom. Let me talk about Gavin Newsom. You see, y'all play with black people in California, and you actually play with black people all over the country, okay? Because the whole black America was looking at California and the Reparations Commission, one of the largest states that Democrats have. So everyone paid attention to the Reparations Commission. We was all looking at it, covering it, studying it. You know, I did an interview with Camila Moore that's on the commission that was part of it. They did a study. They did a commission. Even the commission came back and said, yeah, black folks deserve cash payments for what happened after we did the study, right? Soon as they put it out and say black people need cash payments for what happened to them, Gavin Newsom, not the California legislature, Gavin Newsom himself ran himself to Fox News, to Sean Hannity, and made sure to tell them reparations about more than cash payments. No, I don't think we need, you know, it could be education, it could be whatever, not cash payments. See, y'all don't realize when Gavin Newsom did that and California did that, y'all don't realize that that was actually the nail in the coffin for a lot of black Americans with the Democrats at this dispensation in time. You see, while we're watching other groups getting billions of dollars right in this country, because they're giving the migrants billions of dollars right in our face, but you're going to tell us, the people that built this country, the people that didn't get paid for any of their labor at all, no, it's not cash payments. That's not what it is. But you didn't tell them migrants is not about cash payments. You have no problems giving $1,000 gift cards and credit cards. You have no problem doing any of that. You have no problem opening schools that's been shut down in the black community. All of a sudden, now you can open these schools up for migrants. It's no issue, no problem. They can come across the border, don't have to follow no laws. You say you have a sanctuary city, Democrats, and say you're not going to assist the federal government in rounding up people who are illegal in this country, but you have no problem rounding up black Americans and handing them to the federal government. It's sanctuary for them, but no sanctuary for black Americans. And I told y'all, you're lucky I'm not a lawyer, because I'll be suing every single a Democrat-ran city to have a sanctuary city status, because that's discriminatory. It's extremely discriminatory. So those people, you're going to not assist the federal government, but with black Americans and any American for that fact, you're going to assist them? If you're going to be sanctuary, then be sanctuary for all. Be sanctuary for everybody. Because anytime black people say we need something, we got to do something for everybody. But when it comes to these other groups, you don't use that everybody word. Every time we say what we need, it's everybody, all, this one, that one, minorities, it's everybody all of a sudden. That's the first thing we hear. Well, we can't just do something for black people. We got to do it for everybody. But you didn't tell that to the migrants. And you wonder why people going from 4% to 23% to Donald Trump. Because black America know Trump going to get them on out of here. Black people know, hey, if Trump get in here, they getting out them schools that should have been open for us. They getting out these houses that they putting them up in. Trump going to get them on out of here. That's why. I'm telling you, it's the economy and the migrant crisis that's really going to get black Americans to vote for Trump. I'm not saying all of them will, because you got some people that just, trust me, they're a lost cause. I'm not arguing with them. I don't care at this point. I'm not going to waste my time with it. If you want to go vote for Joe Biden, go ahead. I don't care. Like I said, I'm not wasting my time arguing with you. Only people I'm talking to is the people that know this stuff isn't right. That's the only people I'm talking to at this point. And y'all don't waste your time arguing with these people in comment sections. Don't argue with them on X, Facebook, TikTok. Don't argue with these people. That's a waste of your time at this point. They're lost. And some people, listen, even the scripture said all won't be saved. So if the scriptures are teaching all won't be saved, then who are you to think you're going to save them? if God himself won't save them because they don't want to save themselves. So let's just stop wasting our time arguing with people that just time wasters. Because some people do that. They time waste. They are hell-bent against our community. They want to do everything they can to be against us, okay? And that's fine. That's 100% fine. What we have to do as a community, brothers and sisters, well, what we have to do is focus on what we need to focus on, right? And we can't keep going on with this unlimited checkbook to foreign governments, unlimited checkbook to all the migrants, taken from our neighborhoods when we don't even have resources as it is. That should anger Black America, period. Whether they choose the couch or whether they choose Trump. I told y'all before, I know Trump gonna get them on, gonna go ahead on, get them on out of here, out of our neighborhoods, stop taking the resources. Y'all in Chicago, y'all angry. Y'all need to be hollering at Trump right now and telling him, hey, man, come holler at us over here in Chicago. Black folks in New York need to be hollering at him. Say, hey, man, we don't support that mess that's over here. They taking our resources. Trust me, it's even Democrats who saying, okay, all right, listen, I supported immigration and all of that, but this is too much. Even Democrats are saying it's too much. I'm not talking about the politicians. I'm talking about your rank and file American citizen who's a Democrat. They even said that this is way too much. They're going too far. So if Democrats are saying they're going too far. Now, you have some of the people who's lost will say, well, Joe Biden he could have stopped it, but Trump said, don't sign the bill. Let's talk about that. Joe Biden created the problem. He let in 7 million people. He's been flying in people that we know of from last year, over 300,000 people. He did all that. He made sure the CBP1 app, where they can just come on in this country on taxpayer dime. And then that's the guy that we're going to look at to fix the problem that he created. Then the only thing Trump said was, we already have laws on the books to shut down the border. You say they can put back Title 42 back in where they can't come in here like that. You say the laws are in the books to do it. You don't need new laws. That's the only thing he said, right? But the Democrats believe every single thing that comes from the mainstream media and from that party. But like I said, they lost. So they're not objective. They don't want to think for themselves. They just want to parrot everything that comes from MSNBC and CNN. That's who they listen to. And that's fine. That's they right and they choice to go with the Democrats. But my thing is you can't be coming to spaces like this thinking that you could say something to people when we're seeing the issues and problems. So, yes, I'm telling you more and more. I've talked to Black people, and more of them that I talk to, Black men and even Black women, are talking about going vote for Donald Trump. It's just bottom line. Because the economy and the migrant crisis is just too much right now. That's really what it is. And I wouldn't be shocked if that number goes up to 30%, because check this out. All of a sudden, Biden is moving around now about Gaza. So he can move around when the Muslims say we're going to do uncommitted. He moves immediately. But how many times have Black people say, hey, man, we need reparations. Hey, man, we need an anti-Black hate crime bill. This is what we need. He like, forget y'all. That's exactly how he is. Because he's making those moves right now in Gaza with this aid, and I'm not against the people in Gaza getting aid. That's not what I'm against, because what's happened to them is horrible. But what I am saying is, look at how Biden's moving all of a sudden. So if Biden wants the Black vote, hey, Biden, why don't you do reparations in the form of cash payments if you want the Black vote? I promise you, you'll get it then, but you're not going to do it. Because you don't want to do right by Black people. Because that's never been your thing anyway, is to do right by Black people. So let's see what happens. Of course, all the shields are going to deny this from the New York Times. Like I say, it didn't come from a podcaster. You know, that's what they do. All you guys are just podcasters. Yet we have more of the pulse of America than you do. You know why? Because we're out here. We not running in boule circles that's being insulated. You understand what I'm saying? We out here talking to regular people all the time. and regular people are struggling with the policies of Joe Biden. That's why more people are listening to podcasters more and more every day. Right? Because the podcasters are living the same lives they're living, not separated in some boule circle, in some boule luncheon, right? Probably going through some Mason ritual that y'all go through. And y'all know that Mason ritual, which the main one they got to go through. That's why the majority of them got that look about them. If those who know, people that know what I'm talking about, you know what ritual a lot of them got to go through. That's why a lot of them be looking the way they be looking sometime. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of them went through the Mason rituals. Oh, yeah. But to my brothers and sisters in Black America, don't let nobody shame you if you want to go vote for Donald Trump. Don't let nobody shame you if you want to vote for the couch. That's your business. Once again, like, let's bring up your ancestors now. Your ancestors said that they wanted to fight for you to have a right, because before you didn't have a right to choose. Now you have the right, okay? Voter ID laws is not racist at all. It's not. Not whatsoever. Matter of fact, let me tell you about an experience of racism I had today, right? Let me bring up racism. So I went to Verizon Wireless today, and I was doing some things on my account. And in order to verify me on my account, guess what they asked me for? They asked me for, wait for it, my ID. Now, at that moment, shouldn't I act as a fool and say, hey, this Asian man is asking me for my ID? That's racist. Or maybe the other Hispanic manager that was verifying my ID, maybe he was racist. And then the Black woman that was the business manager of business accounts, maybe she was racist against me as a Black man because she had to be verifying who I am and things like that. So I guess an Asian man, a Hispanic man, and a Black woman, I guess all of them were racist to me today at Verizon. Maybe I need to file a class action lawsuit or something about racial discrimination because they asked me for my ID. You see how ridiculous that sounds? Don't let these Democrats run that game on y'all about voter ID is racist. It's not. It's just verifying who you are. That's it. Because the Democrats, what they want to have their new people they flew in here to go and pad numbers for them in an election. That's what that is. They try to use us. See, this is what they do. They try to use our moral capital, our story, our struggle, because we the only group in America who have suffered in the way we have suffered. No other group in this country has suffered like we have suffered. And the history of the suffering. Listen, if you say we suffered in America too, first of all, you came here by choice. That's number one. And you got a homeland to go back to. So I don't want to hear that. And you would go back to your homeland if they was even doing half of what they do to us to you. You'd be out of here tomorrow. I know you other groups. Because when you put on your Nikes to run, you'll run right out of here too. And leave us right here while you go back to your homeland. Some of the Venezuelans are running back now. Because they didn't think, they got over here and they thought it was going to be a freebie. And they got to see that now it's not, listen, they can't fund you forever. You understand? We are the only group of people that have the moral compass and the story to talk about the fight and the struggle. So they always try to use us to give other groups things. And what the beautiful thing about what we're doing today is that we're not supporting that. We're not propping up other groups or nothing like that. We're worrying about ourselves finally. Finally, we're worried about ourselves. Because worrying about ourselves is the only way we're going to get something. Because other groups don't worry about us like that. They're not talking about no Black in this and Asian in Black and Arab in Black. Nobody's talking like that. All they worry about is their community. And that's fine. I'm not against them for worrying about their community. I'm not against them. That's what they're supposed to be worried about. We the one that were wrong. It was us. Trying to sit up here, do all this stuff for other groups. And then when these other groups don't reciprocate, then we get mad and get our feelings hurt. But nobody really begged us to go cape like that either. we chose to go do it, but now we on something different. So new day and time. We, you know, a lot of us learned our lesson from that. But more, it's going to be more people going to Trump. Trust me. As this is why Democrats are trying to do everything they can to stop it, because they know they're going to lose that election. Trust me on that. They don't have 80% of the black vote. Biden and Kamala's done.